Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio in downtown Tempe, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people. I'm your host, Karen Nowicki, and today I'm very excited to have a full house in the studio. We have with us Clarice Ringwald, image and personal color consultant and fashion feng shui master. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Karen. I'm so happy to be here.
I should say welcome back, because you were a guest of one of our other featured guests not too long ago.
That's right. And I have her in tune as one of my clients who will be happy to share her experience with me, with the audience, and my very dear friend, Wendy, who was my model for when I got my first license.
Yes. So in the studio with us, not only is Clarice here, but she's brought along two professional women and clients, Wendy McClellan, who is a professional speaker, owner and CEO of Structure for Success, an HR consulting firm. And welcome back to the studio, Kathleen Gramsey, CEO and owner of Kinesage Self-Care Method, wellness educator, and also professional speaker. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Oh, so happy to have you both, all three of you, actually. And Clarice, this we had said before we came on air, this is really a great time to kind of put the spotlight on yourself as an image consultant, because I think so many people, as they enter into the new year, people are looking at how am I ramp up or do things differently in my life? How can I show up in the world a little bit different, maybe a little bit bolder and greater? And I would think this would be a great time for people to take a look at how am I showing up in my skin and my appearance. I think for us, it's a great time to have you on board.
Well, thank you. And I totally agree with you. So many people make resolutions, but so many people start looking at their wardrobe as now I need to clean it out. And how can I enhance my wardrobe in a better way? And working with an image consultant, myself or any of the other wonderful ladies in the Valley, we can really enhance that experience and take away all doubt about what clothing best fits your body, and for me, what color looks best on you.
What is a fashion feng shui master? I love that title.
Well, I love it too, and it took me a long time to get it. So I became a fashion feng shui facilitator in 2013, 2014, and I knew from the very beginning when I was introduced to it, because previous to that, I did line and design styling, and I did a body analysis, but mainly it was about how certain prints, patterns, what your body shape was, how to best fit your body. When I was introduced to fashion feng shui, it brought in the energy part of it. So I stylize women and men as to who they are inside and not what they do. So basically, I align their mind, body, and spirit with their wardrobe. And I found over the years of experience that I've been doing this, that it's the truest way to get someone to love their clothing and to wear their clothing that they have in their closet. And I know there's a lot of misconceptions about image consultants or stylists that we're going to come in like not what to wear, take out everything out of your wardrobe and give you a $5,000 credit card and take you shopping. That's not what the experience is. Everyone, all the professionals I know and work with, we go into the closet, we look what's there, we rejuvenate it, make it a little bit more modern, or we totally tell you, no, this isn't what you should be wearing pursuant to your body type. This would look better on you, but let's tweak it with a scarf, with a piece of jewelry, with some maybe new buttons or a little bit of alteration. If it fits your body well, it just gives you more confidence.
I'm fascinated. Years ago, I want to say in the early 90s, I did the color swatches, or what was that called back in the day?
It was color analysis.
Color Me, yeah.
Color Me Beautiful.
Yeah, Color Me, yes. And I was new to education. I had just moved into an administrator position and was feeling a little out of sorts. And it felt I was like designated as a winter or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it really made sense, because prior to that, I never really liked shopping. How is that different than what you do? I mean, I'm assuming you know what I went through. Yes. I had this cute little book. I probably even still have it with the right colors to wear. Mm-hmm. How is it different than what you offer clients?
So that's a seasonal color system. And basically the theory behind that was if you had very warm skin, you would be designated to wear cool colors. And if you had very cool skin, you were designated to wear really warm colors. So there were four seasons that they worked with: summer, fall, winter, and spring. And sometimes many people fell within the neutral zone. They weren't very warm or very cool. They were kind of in the middle. And those were the people that kind of fell through the cracks because it wasn't as identified as what I do. What I do is with hue of color. So it's more aligned with the skin tone. The skin tone is the driver. And it's what hue of color can your skin tolerate to look the best on you. So if you look at color generally, saturated colors are like Crayola crayons. They're the primary colors. They're true colors. If you add white under them, they become tinted or milky. If you add gray under them, they become muted. If you add brown under them, they become toasted. Mm. And if you add black under them, they become saturated. So for me, many of the palettes, I have 16 customized palettes, or I can make a total customized palette for the client. For me, it's about two types of designations. Like my palette is saturated and shaded, slightly saturated, but shaded, but it's cool to neutral. As I aged, my skin tone sallowed. And that's what happens with many of the women and men that were color analyzed in the 80s. Usually it's recommended that you get it done every 10 years. Mm. I waited a little bit longer than that. I got color draped in 1981 and I got redraped in 2015. And my colors, even though they were still cool, but I'm now able to wear warmer neutral colors because of my skin tone changing.
Yeah, not all blues are the same,
no,
right?
No, not all blues are the same.
And if we just went with a really kind of cut and dry color system, warm and cool colors, we would be missing a big piece of how to stylize and color.
Exactly.
And also, I'm really interested in hearing more about this soulful piece, the feng shui piece, because that probably says more about people than anything at all, right? How they right. feel in the clothing, how they feel with the colors.
And it's very empowering because it's all energetic. It's like when you put out an outfit and you know without a doubt, when you walk into the room, you look fabulous and you're going to rock that room. And everybody's going to come up to you and either compliment on your outfit or really want to get to know you. And that's very important in networking. You have aligned your energy with your clothing. And that's basically what fashion feng shui is all about. Mm. And I teach my clients to do that 24/7. So when they go into their closet, not only are the clothing aligned with their body shape and their body style, but by color, pattern, silhouette, and fabric, and the energy of it, it's aligned to the person. So in other words, if you are very philosophical and you're very quiet and you're very deep thinker, you love independence and freedom, that tells me that your energy is water. And if you are a quick start, like on the Kolbe Corp test, or you are constantly thinking, you're constantly moving, your clothing has to be comfortable or else you're not going to wear it, that is a designation of wood energy. Mm. And if you're very charismatic, you're the person who everyone knows in the room or you know in the room, and you love body conscious clothing, you like to expose some skin, you like red and purple, you want fun. Fun is your key word. You're not going to do it unless you're having fun. That designates fire energy. And if you're very traditional, you love homemade things, you're very nurturing, you're in a nurturing business like a nurse, a teacher, or a caregiver, and you're very stubborn when it comes to making decisions, that is a designation of earth energy. And if you're a perfectionist, you're almost OCD to perfection, you're very organized, you love finer quality clothing, you touch your clothing before you buy it, that's a designation of metal energy. So I start aligning the clothing to the person's energy. Now, I'm a mixture. My primary energy is metal, and my influencing energy is water. So my design strategy, which I give all of my clients, I am creatively elegant. So that means that my clothing has to look perfect, but there's an edgy, kind of unique side to it. And that's how I show up. And people say to me, oh, you look good all the time. Well, I'm actually honoring my energies, and my clothing honors my energies. And that's how I show up.
Yeah. Love it. I see Wendy nodding her head in agreement. So I would love to hear from Kathleen and Wendy. What was your experience in working with Clarice, and what has it really done for you? How have you benefited from it?
Well, working with Clarice has really changed the way I look at my closet. There's a lot of stuff that I purged because even though I loved it, it didn't suit me. Especially once she gave me permission to really be who I am, and to embrace the hourglass figure that I have, which was huge for me, and then to really be able to align my intentions with my clothing and everything, and my jewelry and even shoes. Help me walk into a room more confident. Mm-hmm. So whether I'm going into training or whether I'm going into a presentation or giving a huge proposal, I know certain things that I and how I want to dress for not only for my audience, but for me. So I feel like a million bucks when I'm walking into that room. And that to me was huge. She gave me the permission to be who I wanted to be and for it to be okay to show up that way. And just to feel really comfortable in my skin.
Beautiful. Yeah, and we've just met today and clearly I walked in and I can see the essence of who you are before you even said anything. And isn't that true? So often the message of who we are or how we think about ourselves really is the first impression that people have before we even say anything. So it's so important for us to, as you said, honor who we are from the inside out through our appearance, our hairstyle, our clothing, our accessories, before we have an opportunity to say who we are or who we want to be for that matter. Mm-hmm. Kathleen, how about you? What has your experience been in working with Clarice?
It has been so much fun for me to work with Claire. I would say that Clarice helps you clarify your being.
Yeah.
And your visual of who you really are. So I had done the color analysis in the 80s. I did it for other people. So I was really familiar with that. And it was fun for me because I wanted to really see what was different. And during that time, they did not have the pieces of, first, obviously, the feng shui piece, the energy piece. They didn't have the shapes piece. You had a body shape, but not clothing lines and shape relative to that. And then you also didn't have the geometrics and the patterns. So I had a really good sense of myself and my own style. And I was pretty comfortable in what I wore and how I wore it. But this really helped redefine it so much more clearly because I got to figure out why I would put something on. And it's just like, I'd take it off. And so when I went through I would go through my closet and I would put things on and I would end up taking them off. And so it always felt like I didn't have any clothes that I liked.
Yep.
And so then when Claire said, you got to clean your closet out, I thought, well, I'm not going to have anything. Like literally, because I don't really love to shop at all.
Yeah.
So for me, clothing is not, I don't have a big closet full of clothes. So I thought, I'm not going to have anything left. But what would happen was when I cleared out everything that really didn't work for me, I found that what I did, when I put on what I kept, I felt great in it. So now I actually felt like I had more clothes because I would put something on, it felt great and I didn't have to try on four outfits. Mm-hmm. So for me, understanding the right neckline, understanding why a pattern didn't feel right. Like I had no idea. I just would know, this doesn't feel right. And then when I started shopping, knowing that, this size print is the one that's right for my body type and my color. And when you get all the components together, it really made such a huge difference. And when we did our first consult with you, Claire, I couldn't believe how detailed it was.
Absolutely.
I mean, I've had lots of different consults and I have never had anyone be as thorough and as expert as you are at what you do with this. And your expertise really does imbue confidence in terms of understanding it on such a deeper level. And what else is really great when you work with Clarice is that as I'm shopping, like it's like, what do you think of this?
She's sitting on your shoulder.
Honest guy. Well, thank God for text, right? So,
literally with you.
But she's like, yep, that works.
What would Clarice do, but here, let me send her a picture of this and make sure I'm on.
And so, same thing. I do lots of big presentations. I work with, major corporations, a lot of speaking. And when I get up in front of a room full of people and I'm talking about your body, I want to obviously be comfortable in mine. And so it's just given me a more enhanced confidence in terms of being able to show up. And it just, it actually makes things easier too.
Yeah.
For me, because if you're not a shopper and you don't really like clothing, you know what I mean? Like some women are love clothing and shopping and, you know, yeah. if you're not that, boy, that's, this makes life so much
it's
easier.
It's not me. I don't mind shopping, but I'm not a big fan of it. I don't even know why, but I've just, whether it's shopping for clothing or really anything for that matter, I just don't enjoy it. My husband loves it. You had me imagining times in my life, and it's been a couple of years, thankfully, where I would go in my closet, I'd have some place I needed to be and felt important, and I'd put on an outfit and it wouldn't feel right. And I would take it off, throw it on the bed, grab the next thing that I thought would be okay, put it on. That wasn't it either. Throw it on the bed. And 20, 30, sometimes even 40 minutes in, I'm pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm frustrated. I'm feeling ugly. I'm feeling inept. My room is now a mess.
Right.
I don't know if anybody else has experienced that before, but it was painful.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I haven't experienced that in years, but I remember feeling defeated, like, this is ridiculous. Can you speak to that at all? Is that normal or am I crazy?
Well, I was with you on that. So I had a pile of clothes on my bed.
Yeah. That is quite common. When I go through this consultation with the people and I give them their energies and why they want things and why they like things or prefer things. And also, like the ladies mentioned, I do a face analysis. I do a geometric print analysis, which is called a key size, to tell each individual what size print they should wear aligned with their proportionate to their face shape. And for men, it's for ties and pattern stripes, whatever it is, what size it should be to complement them. So most women go through the same thing because many people shop. Maybe they get talked into it. Maybe they get lazy. They're in a hurry.
Price is more appealing than the fit or the color.
Absolutely. Price is more appealing than the color. And so when you're thinking about going and showing up and being the best dressed person or, you know, someone who's really respected in the room, it gets to be quite frustrating because you don't know what to do with it. You're not aware of what you have, the power that you have. Each woman and man are handsome and beautiful, and it's my business to make them feel that way and to enhance who they are and to give them the information to show up. The thing about showing up, you know, people judge you 3 seconds. It used to be 7. Now it's 3-second rule. From the top of your head to the tip of your toes, and they don't care how smart you are. You don't even get to open up your body. I mean, your mouth. They'll just look at you and judge your body and your shape and how you're dressed. It's really unfortunate that it's that way, but
it's
automatic. That's reality.
I mean, it's just how
it's
we
reality.
Are.
Reality, right. So most women are very frustrated because they don't know how to put it together. One, they don't know how to put it together. And two, they're wearing the wrong colors, so it doesn't look good on them. And if they do it without makeup or with makeup, some colors will drain the color right out of their face. And sometimes it's mostly shape. So it's got to be color, shape, and then the style of the clothing for the, you know, pursuant to the body type. And once you master that, and it's really simple. I mean, it's a simple formula. And I have tools and cards and a styling portfolio and everything that everybody needs. And like Kathleen said, all of my clients, you know, they text me, they selfie me, they're shopping, they have a question, even about shoes, those types of things. And, you know, I'm more than willing to help them because everybody is my walking billboard.
Right. Yeah. Right. These gals have got to look. On the dime in order for people to not only compliment you and also have you feel good in your skin, but to be a billboard for the work that you do so that you have an opportunity to refer.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. So I want everybody to get it. And as much as, you know, I do like shopping, but not as much as you think. And, you know, I don't have much second offer or second referral type business with a client because I'm teaching everybody how to shop for themselves.
It's an important distinction. You want us to be successful. Mm-hmm. You need us to be successful.
Right. And I also teach people how to block out their competition, especially important in sales, but I also teach everybody how to dress for their audience. If you know your energies and you can read the audience energies, then you know how to dress for that audience to be accepted. And I've played around with this. I play games with this because there's nothing about me that's earth, although my hair and my skin are both earth, but I don't like earth clothing. And so I went out and I bought a square bracelet because squares are earth energy. So I wear that. But one time I was going to a predominantly earth career type, you know, nurses and caregivers and teachers. And I specifically wore a top, which was uncomfortable. I wasn't that crazy about it, but I wore it and I was so accepted in the audience. And I thought, wow, this really works.
Fascinating. And so I'm intrigued because doing Business Radio X, I have the opportunity and the blessing to be an audience to any business owner, any entrepreneur story, regardless of industry or field. So I have men and women from, you know, Fortune 500 companies down to the Fortune 500,000 companies. So I really probably am best, I'm guessing, just need to be me and be really clear about the energy that I'm putting out there. And unless it's a specific opportunity for me to be a speaker or to do something with a specific group, I love that you strategically chose that blouse and it suited you. It was within your color and your, I don't know what the right, your image.
Right. Well, it was more about my primary energy. It fit my energy, but I actually dressed for the energy of the audience so that I would be more accepted when I showed up.
Yeah, not compromising who you are, but finding that blend so that they're interesting. Do either of you?
So Clarice, how did you feel when you did that? Because I haven't been, I do what's comfortable for me. You have counseled me on different audiences where, you know, certain to lean a certain way, but it's still within my, my comfort level of my primary energy. So I'm curious, how was that?
It was a stretch for me. It was a stretch for me to buy the blouse because I would have passed it up had it not been for this particular audience. And I knew this was going to be a tough group. And I was shocked that I wore it and I wore dark on the bottom, but I wore this really pretty square plaid top. And they just loved it. And it was dressy. I mean, it was nice fabric and it was a nice cut and it fit me really well. But I don't like plaids. And I'll tell you, I went to Catholic school and if I never wear a plaid again, it will be too soon.
You know, funny, maybe that's the common denominator because I don't think I've worn plaid since.
Oh no, same thing, huh?
I know. So it's like, you know, it was funny, but I really, it was more of an experiment. Would this work? And it did. Because if I'm telling people that you need to do this, well, I needed to do it.
Right. Yeah, for
and
sure.
So I was very well accepted in that group and I got several clients from it. So it was really wonderful for me to see that it did work.
Well, there's something to be said too, stepping out of our comfort zone, right? That's where the stretch is. That's where the magic happens. And so often we get so used to doing things a certain way. So it's great that you're a testimony to the very work that you do.
Right,
do either of you have stories that you'd like to share that you've been thinking about that you want to share? Wendy, I see a smile.
Well, Clarice originally did my analysis back in, 2014.
Yeah, 2014. Wow.
And so I revisited her at the end of last year and I was like, okay, so let's see, am I still on the right page? How do I do this? And my energies came back the same. I'm a metal and a wood. Right? Mm-hmm. I'm looking at her. Yeah,
that's right.
And I'm trying to think what mine are. I was like, what?
And so that stayed the same. But because of who I am or where my business is or what I wanted to project, she really helped me hone in on how to tweak that and how to change it and how to take it up the next step. And along with the audiences, I've done the same thing where it's like, okay, so I know I'm going to present, I know I'm going to be training this group of people. So how do I, because you don't want to walk into a room. Well, the example Clarice uses, you don't want to walk into a room of teachers with the Louis Vuitton purse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it teaches you to be really cognizant of those types of things, just so you're respectful of other people's energies. And the big thing I've noticed is, and I'm sure Kathleen can relate, is I'm a redhead. And so my whole life it was, you don't wear red. You don't wear red. So when Clarice originally did the color analysis, first of all, it's really interesting because she puts like this white thing on you. And then as she changes the colors, you can see your skin go blue and gray and yellow.
Yeah.
And it was really interesting. But I discovered I can wear red. There's only certain colors, right?
Because of the tone, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
But so if you've ever been told that you can never wear red, that's not necessarily the case. And you definitely need to talk to Clarice.
Yeah, interesting. I've gone gray the last couple of years. So does that make a difference too, the color of my hair?
No, it doesn't. Because when women and men come, I drape their hair with a white satin shower cap, and I put a white drape on them. It's all about the skin tone. You come without any makeup. You come in exercise wear so I can see your body to give you a body analysis. But it's really the skin tone is the driver. The hair can be complemented by not being as dark. And I understand why you wear winter, because you're Italian. I can see that. And you have very warm skin, and you have very dark eyebrows and light eyes, but must have had very dark hair. So that would have been the designation for the whole winter, because that's who you are. Right now, you can still wear some of those saturated colors and shaded, mm-hmm. but you probably wear a little bit different color because of the skin tone sallowing as you age, not necessarily the hair color.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I take hair color out of the equation because everybody here colors their hair. There are very few people that have, you know, a natural hair tone. And even as they age, they're getting it tweaked or warmed or, you know, a little glaze on
enhanced.
It or something enhanced. Yeah, something's going on with
excellent
the hair.
Word.
Right.
Everything is an enhancement, right? On the note around hairstyle then, do you assist people? Like if someone, you know, is working with you and they need an updated do, are you...
Well, I'm not licensed to do that, but what I will do, I have wig swatches. So if they're trying to figure out, should they go gray? Should I color it? Where should I color it? How should I color it? I will, and I have lended them the hair swatches to take to their hairstylist. Mm. I work with several great hairstylists in the Valley. So if they're looking for a particular person to work with, I do referrals out for them. I don't get paid for it, but I will refer
sure.
out to hairstylists that I know and do really good work, primarily in color, because you don't want the woman's color of the hair. It just is another component to feel good. Like yeah. your hair needs to look good and sassy and young and youthful. It's more hopeful when you go out to work and look good and you're sassy. It's
yeah.
just important for women to, as they age, to be a little bit more edgy.
And men as well. So you've mentioned a couple of times that you work with men as well. How is it different working with men and women?
There's a distinct difference working with men and women. Men are easier to dress because they don't have as many options.
Right.
The rules are a little bit more strict for men, but the clients that I do get are men that maybe have lost their wives and they don't know how to shop because their wife did all the shopping, or they want to start dating and they want that proverbial, you know, online dating profile mm-hmm. and photo. And some men are coming out of corporate and they want a edgier, casual, kind of more easy lifestyle. They want to get rid of the corporate suiting. So I help them do that. And like ties are to men that jewelry is to women. And so I help them with, you know, is it a rugged look and you don't want to wear a tie? Are you still going to keep a sports jacket and do more business casual? What does your social life look like? Are you dating? Are you going places where you need a suit and a tie or a jacket and a tie? And let's tweak that. And I did a blog, and this is really, really important because when I was in the corporate world, I would always look at this. Men need to keep their shoes polished. Women look at their shoes more often than they look at their car chain on their key ring.
Interesting.
They don't care what you're driving, but they sure care about if you're keeping your shoes polished. And it's because if a man thinks enough about himself to polish his shoes, he'll take really good care of her.
Is that... I'm thinking of the younger generation, the millennials. Would you say that's the same even for the younger generation?
I would hope that it would be. You know, I would hope that their home life and their family life train them to dress well.
Yep.
They can dress casual, but they don't have to show up in active wear.
Yeah.
And so many of them, they are coming to work in, you know, the really high-priced athletic shoe instead of a tie shoe.
Yep.
And that's the other component of my business about Work Your Element, Business Success Your Way, is working with corporations, taking fashion feng shui into corporations mm-hmm. for the millennials or the employees with a relaxed dress policy, and so many of them are relaxing their dress policy, and who are showing up because they have a screen presence. They feel that they don't see anybody, so why should they get dressed? But the whole atmosphere of the workplace is you're still amongst peers, even if you're in cubicles or offices. It's more about pride in how you show up yourself. And I come from a legal background, and so many of the newer attorneys were licensed and credentialed with phenomenal education, but they came in with the attitude that, well, I'm smart and I don't have to dress. Well, they never got to go out to a deposition. They never got to do anything outside of the law firm, because every employer, whether it's a manufacturing company or a law firm or whatever it is, they're not going to trust their employees to see their clients unless they look like they are a member of the corporation or whatever business it is.
And I'm not so sure that every executive or business owner would be able to know how to articulate that.
Right. Mm-hmm. This is Kathleen. I think it's a very fine line because you want to have, especially with younger generation, you want to have these really bright people on your team, and that generation is used to being more casual. So having someone who can come in, who can bridge that conversation, and to do it in a way that really does help people understand how you're dressed affects your mindset. Mm-hmm. And yeah. So when you show up at work, and if you are casual, your mind's more casual. Have you guys ever had that experience?
Yeah,
where,
absolutely.
I mean, if I'm dressed, I'm sharper. I'm mentally prepared to have a kind of conversation that's a little higher level. And when I'm relaxed, that's nice, but my mind really isn't. It's just a little, it's like an edge difference, but it's a significant edge difference.
Absolutely. And I coach people who have recently been promoted into management. That's who I train, and then executives from there. And I remember having a conversation with one saying, okay, great, I respect the fact you want to wear a t-shirt. Can it not look like you just grabbed it out of the yes. bottom of your drawer?
It's got to be clean, not wrinkled. Mm-hmm. If it's white, it's got to be white.
Right. And yeah. So it's kind of like, okay, so, and like Kathleen was saying, their mind is sharper if you dress for it. I mean, how many times have we said, I just needed to be on today, so I dressed that way, right? So it's kind of the same thing. I mean, my grandmother used to tell me, you dress for the job that you want, not the job that you have.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great. That's a great thing from your grandmother. That's good wisdom.
Very good wisdom. Mm-hmm. I'm reflecting on the last 2 weeks that I've been just really kind of hanging out at home. And when I'm casual and I don't have makeup on, I've noticed just recently, actually, that when I'm in my yoga clothes or just my hangout at home clothes, there are certain things that I like to wear, and I still feel attractive, and I still feel like I'm honoring myself and I'm in my power. And there's other clothing, like a color t-shirt, you know, just like the logo t-shirts and stuff. I've never liked how I look in those. I look very boxy. And I'm aware, as we're chatting, like, I just need to stop wearing those things. Even though I'm casual at home, I still, you had said it earlier, Clarice, that, you know, feeling 24/7 that I'm really owning and honoring who I am, whether I'm dressed to the nines and going to some function to celebrate, or I'm here at the studio, or I'm at home. It's about honoring myself. So as I'm reflecting about just these last 2 weeks of being kind of casual, it would have benefited me to be more mindful about what I'm putting on, even in my home environment. Can mm-hmm. you speak to that? Because this is not just when you're out in public. This is honoring ourselves all the time.
That's correct. It's like there's energy in clothing and energy in the fabric. And when you align that with your own personal energies, whether it's cotton or silk or whatever, or you put it on and you feel good, that's really what I teach my clients. How are you feeling when you put that on? Because I can tell you why you're not wearing it. But it's like, even at home in a casual atmosphere, or I spend a lot of time at my computer, and I dress down a bit, but I still look good. Like if I had to go to the door and greet someone or run out to the store, I still look like an image consultant. I may dress a little bit more casual in the fabric, but I will still go out and look good. And I love to put on makeup, so I try to do that. And I just feel good about how I look. And it's a personal thing. Of course, I'm a metal, so I'm kind of perfectionist.
It's the thing, yeah.
But the fact is, when I get when I get too lazy, and I can get too lazy, you know, there are those down days, like every third week, I really don't feel like it. I still have to get fixed up and wear something decent and clean and put my makeup on and, you know, do something with my hair, because I'd rather just be in bed with the covers over my head where nobody will see me. And not to say that that's bad or good. It's just, for me, I need the motivation. I need the direction. I need the rules.
Well, and the mindset. To. Kathleen mentioned mm-hmm. that the earlier. Mindset. It's really around having the mindset. So even if it is a day that I've declared that I'm under the covers, mm-hmm. I still need to feel good in my skin.
Right.
And give myself permission to have that down day.
Exactly.
As opposed to often when I'm having those down days, it can be a catalyst for more down days because I'm making it wrong. I'm making it myself right. feel bad about it. So if at least I'm doing a little something to perk myself up in the clothing I'm wearing, the fabrics, I can say, I'm really going to honor myself in this day and take a break, but I'm back at it again the next day rather than the spiral.
Right. And this is Kathleen again. When I find when you are mindful of what you're wearing, so it's you're thinking about how you think, how you feel, how you move, and what you're wearing, because when you are having a down day, we all need time to decompress. We all need time to just be kind and loving to ourselves and to give ourselves a day or whatever it is for anyone in particular. But I think what's really key is recognize that if you're having a bad day, then you want to be aware that if you put on your rattiest, holiest, you know, yes, they could be comfortable because you've had them for 30 years, PJs, that is not going to actually help you get the vibration of moving to another direction. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of like the same thing, whether it's what you're wearing or it's you're sitting down and eating a half gallon of ice cream, or we all kind of do things that give us comfort. But if you've already cleaned out the stuff that you really know makes you feel worse, even though you might not be aware of it, if it's already out of your closet and out of your drawers, then whatever you do grab is going to be already better. Right. So that's a basic first thing is like anything that when you put it on, it doesn't make you feel good about yourself. Then whatever you have, it doesn't matter what you pull out of your drawer because it's going to be better and you'll feel better. Mm-hmm. And it's such a cycle, you know, such a subtle subconscious thing, but an important one.
Well, and I think you hit the nail on the head too about the boxy t-shirts. I didn't even think about that. So it's the new year, right? How many of us go to the gym and are just like, I don't care. I'm just going to wear this t-shirt. Then you see yourself in the mirror and you're like, why am I even doing this? This isn't going to make any. So if like with mine, I'm an hourglass. So if I honor it, and Clarice is always telling me wear a belt, do something with the waist. So if you wear a fitted shirt, that's going to be very different than a boxy shirt. And even when I'm at home, I always try to every once in a while schedule one of those work at home days where it's the leggings and pebbles ponytail type day.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Yeah, I get so much done. But again, it's the boxy t-shirts. You have to, like Kathleen was saying, you have to dress and honor yourself and your energy. And in my case, it's wood. So if I'm not honoring that, then I'm not going to be successful working at home that day mm-hmm. either. So I think it's Clarice has, she's got such a important tool to give all of us another way to honor who we are and to really discover who we are and carry that through all aspects of our life, including the pebbles and, you know, ponytail and leggings day.
Yeah. One thing that I'd like to add about that is that because I really didn't have appreciation for shopping, and I mean, I figured out a long time ago what works on me, what feels good, and I just kind of, you know, did it. I dealt with it, but, you know, just as minimally as possible. For me, having an understanding, a deeper understanding of really what it, the reflection and the energy that it brings to me gave me more interest mm-hmm. and frankly, caring about it. Because honestly, you know, it wasn't so much. I mean, I would always look good, but I just minimal time. But understanding the value of what Clarice has in fashion feng shui really gave me a much more appreciation to care about it. And to, you know, be more mindful and present with it.
It's an art and a science, isn't it?
It is. It's an artful science. It's a science of dress.
Yeah.
And that's what it's about.
Yeah.
I did have a really interesting experiment recently about exercise wear, because I go to Pilates and I've had, you know, my yoga pants and my tops. And I really looked, you know, sometimes the clothing can be so industrial in the colors, you know, the muted blues and the muted pinks. I really made a conscientious effort to go out and get something a little bit more lively. I didn't get to talk too much about intention, but part of the feng shui piece, the fashion feng shui piece, is setting intention to get more of what you want in your life. And when I first opened up my business, I set what is my intention for growth and expansion. And it was amazing that the first 18 months, there were all wood primaries that showed up in my studio. So then I redesigned the intention to be fire, because I wanted more of a personal connection and more of a referral business. So I'm wearing brighter colors in my palette, and I'm wearing more like cutout clothing, something a little bit more revealing than I would typically wear. And it's amazing how that changed the piece. And now more people are coming that are more fire primaries than any of the others. And sometimes I tell people it doesn't have to be outer clothing, it can be inner clothing. So I started to get some new lingerie and I got some new nightgowns. You know, I got rid of the baggy pajamas and I started to dress at night more towards my intention than ever before. And I don't know, there's something about sleeping better, about looking better. I mean, even though I don't have any makeup on and my hair is all kind of disheveled, but I just feel more restful. There's something about the peace, about I'm getting better rest because I'm honoring myself even during the nighttime hours than I did before.
That's really my biggest takeaway today in listening to you describe what it's like to work with you as an image consultant is to honor myself more fully through the expression of my presentation.
Yep.
Yeah.
Claire, you know, you brought up an interesting point about sleepwear, because that's been something that's always been really important to me. And I like luxurious fabrics, and I've never been a pajama girl. Like, I'm not a pajama girl. I'm a nightgown, you know, and I've always liked beautiful fabrics, lingerie that feels good for me. And I do it for me. Mm-hmm. And it really does make a huge difference. Mm-hmm. So that's a great point, that people can be more adventurous, perhaps, in their underclothing or their lingerie, than if they're not comfortable on the outside to do it.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Tell us about how does somebody get started working with you? If as our listeners are like, okay, I get it. I need to make some upgrades so I can honor myself more and have a stronger presentation for myself. What's the first step in working with you, and what do the packages look like?
Okay. My website has a contact form, and people go and find my website and they fill it out, and then I contact them and we talk about exactly what they want, what they need, what they're looking for, and how I can help them. And I offer several packages. First, the essential colors is $350 and the fashion feng shui is $350.
Oh my
if
gosh,
you do
that's
them together,
so reasonable.
If you do them together, they're $599. And it's like a 4-hour with me in the studio for both of the consultations. Then I'm free for 30 days to help with any questions or pictures. During the fashion feng shui, you bring 4 outfits for me to evaluate. And if people want me to do an in-home wardrobe consultation, it runs anywhere from $50 to $75 an hour. It's done in 2, 4, and 8-hour increments, as well as an outside shopping trip. I'll do the same thing. It'll be $50 to $75 depending on what I've done and how much work and that type of thing. What I really like about what I do is I take people to stores and boutiques where I know that I can fit their energy and they will love the clothing there, instead of, you know, taking them just anywhere, or some stylists are paid on both sides. I don't do that. I just don't agree with that. I would just rather do an hourly charge and have the person go ahead and, you know, pay for the clothing. I also am looking, because I'm doing my website over, I'm looking for 2 models that will work with me for free, for a fashion feng shui and essential color analysis. And they will sign a video and a photographer, you know, release. And I will be able to put their befores and afters on my website.
Wonderful.
With a short testimonial. So if there's anyone out there that would love to have this done, maybe not be able to afford it, but really needs it for a really good purpose, I will be happy to talk with them. You can contact me at 602-320-2489, and I'll be happy to chat with them. Also, my hairstylist is looking for models for Instagram and video photographs for her website, and business women who are looking for a change. And a change to go into even a glam look. So I will be happy to take those calls as well. So this is a great time to get it all started in 2018 and have a new you. This is really a great opportunity.
Absolutely. And your website, Clarice, tell us where to find you on the internet.
It's www.claricecolorcreations.com.
And I know you have some social media sites. We'll have that on our website as well. Through the website, you have some of the social media tags too, so someone could land there with you as well. Great. Mm-hmm. Anything that we didn't touch on before we close? I want to make sure that we have an opportunity to make sure you had a chance to speak to everything that we thought we might connect about today.
I really appreciate the opportunity. I think the one thing people really need to know about styling is once you work with a stylist, you don't have to continue working with them unless you choose to, but it's such a great awareness to get a whole new perspective about clothing. Primarily, if you don't like to shop or you find shopping tedious or you just hate the whole thing, I'm also going to be working with a group of gals that have created the Emerge Forum. And these are women who have had weight loss through gastric bypass and have a brand new body. And so I'm working with another stylist. I'm the colorist. There's a makeup artist and a gal who has gone through the gastric bypass and her body continues to change. So that's like my give back to the community. And if anybody wants information, you can go to theemergeforum.com. We're having a little workshop on the 20th of January, just an introduction to what we're doing and helping those women feel good in their bodies because they are still, you know, they haven't shopped in a store. They've shopped somewhere else. So to go into a store and buy clothing in a brand new body is extremely difficult transition.
Absolutely. Fascinating. I've learned so much today, and clearly it's time to redo my image. I don't even know, other than the winter, which I'm kind of stuck with, there's so much more that I've learned in just the short time we've been together today. So thank you. Yes. So looking for models, both for yourself as well as for your hairstylist. And thank you for the work that you're doing with this Emerge group.
Thank you.
Wendy and Kathleen, thank you both for being here as well. I know, Wendy, we're going to have you back to shine the spotlight on you and your business as the Structure for Success HR consulting firm.
Thank you. And
really, really fantastic information today. So thank you for celebrating Clarice and the work that she does. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki.